This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. Now, it's time for Today on Twitter, where the usual Malaysian obsession with K-pop hashtags is finally paying off with a cautionary tale of sorts, a tale of online scams.
Well, paying off for us, at least. I think for most people, they perfectly understand the hashtags and topics that dominate every day. But today, one of the really big and continuing to grow hashtags is Scam20K, and it's going hand in hand with Coco, which I was initially quite delighted by, thinking that it was a reference to Pixar's Coco because of, you know, Dia de los Muertos and just everybody revisiting what a classic it is. But it turns out, no, Coco and Scam20K are related.
Yes. So just to give you a little bit of context as to what this is. So hashtag Scam20K and hashtag Coco basically comes from a Twitter user who goes by the name Coco, who has allegedly been scamming a group of local K-pop fans out of as much as 20,000 ringgit, hence Scam20K. So fans had basically been buying various K-pop merchandise from her, things like albums, photo cards, and despite having made the full payment, they never actually received the product. Really, this is one of my huge fears about buying things online. And all of this, I think, came to light because those who were allegedly scammed held a Twitter Spaces conversation late last night to talk about the situation and to decide what to do, whether to report this Coco to the police.
And as you'd expect with any sort of conversation that happens online, there's also been questions about who she is, whether they can verify her identity. And at around 1 a.m. last night, telling you the severity of the situation, some of her ex-classmates came forward verifying who they think Coco is. A victim of the scam even went as far as reaching out to Coco's mother in order to confirm her details to take proper action. And you know what this had me thinking? This had me thinking about a story that really made the headlines last week, which focused on a cat and a kindergarten teacher.
and really the fact that I think this story is kind of that perfect storm of things that happen on the internet that sort of come to life on the internet and then somehow seem to find resolution on the internet as well. I feel like it's not often that happens with Today on Twitter, but this is a great example.
That, and I think that there is a beauty with peer-to-peer buying, right? The whole idea is that you are part of a community, you're part of a fandom that gets each other, and therefore you're going to trust one another to actually have the best stuff, you know, to understand that, okay, I want an album, or I want this, I want the merchandise. And there is a trust that is supposed to be built up when it comes to these sorts of fandoms. And I think when it comes to something like this, there's a reason why going through verified channels is sometimes the best way.
As I said, this is something I often worry about, right? I mean, we all buy things now. Well, I say we all, but a lot of us buy things online through Instagram or through Facebook. And there has been times when I sort of step back and think, I'm transferring money to someone who I actually have no real way of knowing if they're honestly going to be sending me this item. I mean, there's a photo of the item. It seems to be legit. But what happens if that they don't actually send it to me? Now, I have various checks in place. I usually go and read comments. I make sure that I Google the seller. But you know, it's a sort of a very murky space because it's not like walking into a brick and mortar store and saying, hey, I've paid you for something. Where's my stuff?
Yes. The murkiness extends to reporting, because I think that there is always this fear that when you go forward to report, especially, and this extends to scams, alleged scams such as this one, as well as love scams, and what I was mentioning earlier, a situation with a kindergarten teacher who I think thought she was buying a cat for, and eventually got scammed out of over 60,000 ringgit, right? Because of, allegedly, again, transport costs adding up, people just continuously saying, here are all the additional costs that I need you to cover. And so I think that there is always this fear of coming forward and of authorities not being sympathetic, because there is this sense of, well, did you check? You know, did you actually, what kind of checks did you do? How did you fall for this? Which is not a helpful thing to have to face when you're trying to make a report, especially after losing a huge sum of money. And also because, honestly, buying anything online is a leap of faith. We talk about checking the verifications, checking the reviews. But, you know, honestly, every seller needs a first buyer. How else do you get a 5-star rating? You know, at some point, you are going to... you're always going to be in the position of, to a certain degree, trusting the person on the other end of the line. So, yeah, I mean, this is just one of those things where I'm glad it's coming to light, but I think it's too early yet to say what it is the big lesson is, if at all.
Well, I was going to ask you, are there some sort of standard things that you do before you're convinced to part with your money when it's an online seller?
I check reviews like a fiend. You know, I'm all over the reviews. I also make sure to look at photos of the people who actually have been there. This applies to hotels. I was thinking of hotels, but of people who have purchased items, right? And put it to scale next to something else. We've all seen those photos of people thinking they were buying a rug. And in fact, it's a rug for a dollhouse or, you know, something similar. And so I always check the reviews. I always try to see how long they've been on. I'm also someone who will actually look through the bad reviews first, because I think that there are certain things that will tell you about perhaps some weaknesses when it comes to the seller, whether or not it's to do with communication, whether it's to do with how quickly they send things off. So I rely so heavily on reviews. So don't let me down, my fellow reviewers.
Oh, absolutely. Reviews are my first port of call every time I decide to buy something online. We actually have Dana, who's WhatsApped in to say exactly that. Dana says, as a longtime K-pop photo card buyer, oh, this person has experience clearly, remember to look into proof of receipt pictures from previous buyers and maybe ask fellow fans who have liaised with the seller before. But honestly, if possible, try your best to buy merchandise from verified or authorized sellers online instead of random Twitter accounts.
Yeah, so I think that definitely circles a number of the things that we're talking about, but also comes back to the specificity of the community. So I would not have known to look for proof of receipt pictures, but that's a good thing to know.
Let us know, what sorts of checks do you do before buying stuff online? You can call 77732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this to look at your messages, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bombing frustrated minds, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, that was Blame It on the Boogie by the Jackson 5. It is 5:53. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about really online scams. This is coming on the wake of hashtag scam20k trending on Twitter. Well, also hashtag Coco, because a Twitter user by Coco has allegedly been scamming a group of local K-pop fans out of 20,000 ringgit for K-pop merchandise.
I just wanted to say something that hadn't occurred to me earlier when we were talking about this, because we were focusing on reviews, right, and avoiding scams. But the other side of this is actually the ability to take action in a way that I don't think would have been present before. And it goes back to this idea of fandom, because the whole way that a hashtag like this can surface is, yes, one person can use scam20k, but it requires a bunch of people having experienced similar things, sharing similar interests, feeling somewhat simpatico overall for something like this to really get going. And I don't think that this is something that every person who's been a victim of a scam can accomplish, unfortunately, or even something that could have happened earlier, right? This is something that's very much a product of our times.
And K-pop fans in particular are so comfortable in this space. I mean, online movements, hashtag activism is something that really thrives in this space. And I think that has something to do with why they have been able to sort of collectivize in a way that perhaps other victims of scams may not necessarily be able to. But we do want to hear from you. What checks do you do before you buy stuff online? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have some thoughts on that.
Yes, let's start with hardliner. Munif says, I address this online scam issue by never making an online purchase to begin with. If I can help it, I've never even used GrabFood. Such is the extent of my paranoia.
Wow. You know, I used to have friends like you, Munif. But over the years, I've slowly seen them just give in to the creeping need to start buying things online. So I don't think I personally know anyone else like this anymore.
I'm glad you kept going because it sounded like you dumped your friends.
No. I think it kind of surprises me because especially with the pandemic, I'm not sure how easy it would have been.
No, I was going to say the fact that you haven't yielded even in the face of online deliveries being such a big thing, right, is quite huge. I also think I know people who used to be this way, and I've realized that what happens is that the convenience really starts to chip away at the paranoia. Basically, it's the gateway purchase. Like once you get there, before you know it, it's like every other thing, your groceries, your this, your that. And aside from this being a good way to mitigate online scams, another thing is, of course, it is better for the environment, broadly speaking, to not make purchases online, right? Whether you're just thinking about carbon footprint in terms of how far things have had to travel to reach you, or when it comes to food, packaging, because if you go out and tapao, you're able to bring your own, you know, so there are good, there's definitely a lot of good to recommend in terms of this lifestyle. I'm not sure how many other people are still doing it, though.
Not just food packaging. I mean, I ordered something like one rack the other day, and it came packaged in what seemed like 40 pounds of paper and plastic. So yes, I completely see where you're coming from. We have Mabel saying, I don't just check the reviews. I also Google the seller as well as their reviews. And some people review it on their own website as well. I 100% stand by that. I think looking for reviews or a web presence in not just one place, but multiple places is always a good practice.
I know this sounds horrible, but I'm just going to reiterate. I always look for the negative reviews first, simply because I think generally you learn more from the one-star reviews than you do from the five. And I think that that's always a good sign. Like, I feel as if I have been steered clear of some potential scammery by looking at the poorer reviews.
Or even if it's not a scam, as you said earlier, you get to see when people post pictures of something they've bought online, you get to see what it actually looks like and not the pretty photoshopped, well-lit photo that they have on the account.
Is it a hat for you? Is it a hat for your cat? Sometimes it's unclear.
Could be both. I don't know. Do keep sending your thoughts our way. What checks do you do before you buy stuff online? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. That's coming up on Inside Story after the 6 o'clock news. So keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.